Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to all the listeners who've tuned in to Authors Articulating with Joanne Vandermeulen for Monday, May 23rd. I'm your host, Joanne Vandermeulen, coming to you live from Courtenay, British Columbia, as I do most Mondays at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time Zone. I'm the owner and internet manager of Premium Promotional Services, where you create, we promote. I'm the creator of Conquer All Obstacles, featuring free marketing tips, and the creator of Joanne Vandermeulen, Journey to Publication, where I'm constantly building my author platform for the two published books. One is a suspense romance novel called Conquer All Obstacles, and another is a nonfiction resource called Premium Promotional Tips for Writers. And it's an excellent book about practical marketing ideas to create massive exposure and drive that traffic back to your site where your book is sold. I also have another announcement in which I'm working on the drafts as we speak. I have an upcoming new release that will be available very soon. I've titled it Internet Marketing Made Easy, so you'll have to stay tuned. Well, listeners, we have a fantastic show for you this evening, and I'm so excited to be your host and present Authors Articulating with Joanne and Kenneth Anderson. Kenneth is the author of How to Change Your Drinking, a harm reduction guide to alcohol, a self-help manual for people working on their own or by people who are participating in a harm reduction support group. He's the founder and CEO of the HAMS, Harm Reduction Network, and a lay-led free-of-charge support group for anyone who wants to make a positive change in their drinking habits, from safer drinking to reduced drinking to quitting altogether. In this evening's show, you're going to learn where you can find Kenneth Anderson and get the inside scoop as to his inner drive, more about Kenneth's personal testimony and his goals, and what is next for Kenneth Anderson. So please stay tuned. Guests, you are welcome to call in at this time at 347-857-3752. At the end of this evening's live show, the chat lines will remain open. And if you're phoning in, this show will continue recording and others will be able to listen to your presentation by clicking on the BTR widget on joeconquerall.com site. If you'd rather chat and are registered for BTR, just go to the BTR show page, and you're welcome to join all the other authors and readers, as I'm sure there'll be a great exchange of practical ideas. I'd also like to remind those who could not make the live show, or if you were here listening and perhaps missed part of the information presented, simply go to Joanne Vandermeulen's Journey to Publication site at www.joeconquerall.com site. That's joeconquerall.com site. And click on the BTR symbol or widget on my sidebar. After the show, I'll upload the recording, so you'll be sure not to have missed any of this show or any recordings made after. Well, listeners, we have approximately 20 minutes left to present this evening's message on Authors Articulating with Joanne Vandermeulen and Kenneth Anderson, and then we'll opening our lines in case there are any guests that are calling in. Again, your number to call in is 347-857-3752. Now, on to this evening's live show. I'd like to introduce my very special feature guest, Kenneth Anderson. Ken, are you there?
I'm here, Joanne. Thank you very much for having me as a guest on your show this evening.
So
it's still afternoon out there, I guess.
Well, it is. There's a three-hour time change show. We're talking 3:30 here, and it's beautiful. And I just sent my partner. He's out on the golf course. I live actually on Crown Isle Golf Course, which is right on Vancouver Island. It's rated the top 10 in Canada, so I'm pretty spoiled, and that's my backyard. I was there yesterday, but, you know, I sent him on his way. I said, you know what, I got this show. This is supposed to be, you know, this will be a fantastic show. I cannot wait to have Kenneth on here. So I sent him on his way, and here I am, and here you are. And, folks, we are going to have an exciting show for you, because Kenneth is not only an author to a book, he's got many other talents that back up his expertise. And he also, with this, with the Blog Talk Radio show, maybe that's what we'll, where we'll start off with, Ken. Maybe tell folks how they can find you.
Our radio show is called Addiction Treatments That Work. And it's blogtalkradio.com/harm-reduction. We've had a lot of really good guests on there. We had last week some speakers from Insight, the safe injection facility in Vancouver, right out your way. We also had Pat Denning, who's the author of Over the Influence. We've had many great speakers you can listen to in the archives, and many more good speakers coming up.
Right on. And to get a hold of you that way, go into Blog Talk Radio or Google your name, Kenneth with two N's, and last name Anderson. So you should be able to click on there and find his name and get into his show and find out what's up next.
Yes, you can also find it from our website, which is hamsnetwork.org, hamsnetwork.org. So
right.
HAMS is the name of our organization, and our acronym HAMS stands for Harm Reduction, Abstinence from Alcohol, or Moderate Drinking Support. So we're a support group for people that want to make any positive change in their drinking habits, from being a safer drinker to reducing the amount they drink to quitting altogether. So that's what we're all about.
Okay. And tonight, Kenneth, your main objective is to share the title of your book, How to Change Your Drinking, A Harm Reduction Guide to Alcohol, a self-help manual for people working on their own by people who are participating in harm reduction support groups. So let's begin with your title of your book. How can people purchase this book? Where can they go to?
The book is available on Amazon.com, also Amazon.ca. Or you can get a Kindle edition as well. It's available as an ebook from Amazon, and that's the best way to get it, is from Amazon. You can get more information from our site, too. It's hamsnetwork.org/book.
Okay. Now, Kenneth, there are a lot of self-help books out there. Maybe you can guide the listeners and let them know what makes your book stand out from the rest.
This is really the first harm reduction book for alcohol specifically. There's really only one other harm reduction self-help book out there, which is called Over the Influence. It's by my colleague Pat Denning. It's a really excellent resource. It concentrates a great deal with drug use, talks a little bit about alcohol, but not too much. So that's one reason why I wrote this book. There is just has not been any book before this that really does a harm reduction approach to alcohol that wants to support every positive change and to give you all the strategies that we could come up with to make positive changes in your drinking. The book is, our organization has been in existence since 2007, January 2007, and we've done online support groups, we've got an email group, or we've got live groups in New York City. And our membership has contributed many, many ideas of positive things that they have done to make changes in their life, strategies they've thought of to work. So I've gathered many, many different people's strategies, as well as I have thoroughly combed literature for everything out there that will work. So it's the scientific literature as well as the practical experiences of people that have put this into practice, and that's what you will find in this book.
Okay. I'm thinking about an audience here. Who actually purchased your books? More like, as you'd guess, would it be somebody who's just looking for information on how to reduce alcohol for themselves, or maybe a spouse, you know, that maybe has someone or a family or a friend that has someone as an alcoholic or somebody that drinks a lot of alcohol that maybe wants to help them reduce it? Like, can you give us some guidance as far as who would actually pick up your book?
Yes, we do have a chapter written just for spouses about how to approach a spouse about changing their drinking habits. And what we find is that if you are confrontational, well, we say for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. The more you confront, the more people will fight back. But if you can find a motivational interviewing type approach, you talk to people, say, what do you like about alcohol? Are there any downsides of alcohol that you don't like? And pretty soon people are talking and they're saying, well, I really hate that I got this DWI and I have to pay this fine and all this money. And pretty soon they're saying, well, yeah, maybe it'd be a good idea to change my drinking habits. Maybe drinking and driving is a really bad idea and I should stop that completely. And there they are. They're on the way to making one positive change. And once you get people, you know, start going on one positive change, then they get more amenable to making more positive changes.
Oh,
so,
now,
yes, spouses
what
happens, are... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I was just gonna ask, like, what happens if somebody is wants to make a positive change, but they're an addict? They have the disease of alcoholism, and they cannot do it.
I just don't find that this is true. I think that everyone can make a positive change. It's been my experience that anyone who's motivated can do it. They often need information about strategies to make changes. Some people who are physically dependent on alcohol will need some help to taper off the alcohol to get off safely without dangerous withdrawal symptoms, because alcohol withdrawal can kill people. There are ways to taper off using, you know, alcohol itself. There's a beer taper method we talk about in the book. You can also taper off, yes, you can also taper off using medications like Xanax or Valium, and some doctors will prescribe you take home withdrawal medications. In some states in the U.S., you have to actually check into a detox facility to get the medications. But there are ways to get safely off the alcohol, either with medications or you can use alcohol itself with a beer taper. And once you get to zero, then it's the time to start thinking about what you're going to do from now on. You're going to make your plan. Do you want to abstain from alcohol? Do you want to drink just, say, one day a week so that you won't get withdrawal symptoms again? Do you want to do limited drinking? Or, you know, we are the only organization that will offer people a chance to make their own plan. You know, other organizations out there say, well, if you've ever had a problem with alcohol withdrawal, you can never drink again. And what happens, you know, people try to abstain for a while, a month, 2 months. Suddenly they go on a bender, they start drinking for months straight at a time. They're right back where they started from, you know, because they've not been supported in making a change that they would like to make themselves. So that's what's different about us. We support people in making plans and changes that they choose for themselves.
Okay. I know of the AA program, the Alcoholic Anonymous, and
mm-hmm.
as I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon, so
mm-hmm.
You know, I have gone through the STEP program and know the slogans and things like that, the concepts. So I do have some background in alcoholism. The thing is that I'm finding by listening to you, Kenneth, is that there is another way in which a person can turn to if they feel their drinking of alcohol is getting out of control.
Yes, some people like the AA program. They find it very congenial. They're very comfortable with it. And, you know, we say that's great. If that's what's working for you, you go with that. I have many friends and colleagues who work in harm reduction programs, particularly needle exchange programs, who are also members of Narcotics Anonymous. And, you know, they say harm reduction and Narcotics Anonymous, in their minds, are totally compatible because, you know, needle exchange saves lives until people are ready to stop or to make another positive change. So, you know, if that works for people, that's great. Not everybody is comfortable with 12-step programs. I tried going that route myself. I wound up drinking more than I ever had before. I was not at all comfortable with the higher power or the whole religious aspect. I didn't feel supported in making my own choices. So that's why I had to find a different way to go. And I heard about this thing called harm reduction. And nobody was doing any harm reduction for alcohol at that point in time. And I said, you know, I think this is going to work for me. And I started making my own plan. And I said, I want to learn more. So I was living in Minneapolis at that time, and I started volunteering at the Minneapolis Needle Exchange to do needle exchanges to get the harm reduction concepts more firmly fixed in my mind. And it's not just so much ideas. It's a whole attitude towards life that, you know, you want to be supportive of everyone making any positive change. You want to be supportive of people's own choices. And it was a great experience for me to work in needle exchange, and it really helped me a lot in creating this program for people who drink alcohol.
Awesome. Listeners, this evening on Authors Articulating, we're listening to Kenneth Anderson, who's the author of How to Change Your Drinking, A Harm Reduction Guide to Alcohol. He's also a founder and CEO of the HAMS, the Harm Reduction Network, and support groups. Now, Kenneth, I'm someone who is listening to this program. I need to talk to you. How do I get a hold of you?
The best way is to go to our website, hamsnetwork.org, and there's contact information there. I like email better. You can call me if you want to. I like email better than phone calls. You can email me from there. You can join our online support group from there. There's an email group. There's a chat room that meets 9 p.m. Eastern time every night of the week. As I said, there's live meetings in New York City, but we haven't been able to get live meetings started other places yet. I mean, we're still new. We've only been around since 2007.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does your book have questions or anything like that? Or can it work for a study group maybe?
Yes, you could use it for a study group. Our program has 17 elements, and we call them elements and not steps because they are all optional and they can be done in any order.
Okay.
So if you just find one that appeals to you, you can pick that and you can work with that, or you can take several of them. You can start in the middle. You can start at the beginning. You can start at the end. The first element in our program is to do a cost-benefit analysis of your drinking. This is a paper and pencil exercise where you write down the pros of drinking as you are now and the cons of drinking as you are now, and then you write down the pros of your intended change, whether that's safer drinking or reduced drinking or quitting, and you write down the cons of your intended change. And when people start writing these things out, it helps them to decide to make the change. It helps to, It helps to get the change fixed in their head a little better, you know, get them more motivated towards where they want to go. And as they start writing things out, it's also very important to recognize that there are positive things to alcohol. If there were no positive aspects to alcohol, no one would ever drink it. There are. You have to recognize that. You can't just suppress that, or else it goes into your subconscious mind. It pops back out on you when you least expect it. That's when people have a relapse into drinking when they're trying to quit, if they try to suppress all the good things. No, you have to recognize that there are good, positive aspects of alcohol. Some people use it to relax. They use it to socialize. And once you recognize that those positive things are there, you can say, oh, and what other things can I use other than alcohol to help me to relax? Can I do yoga? Can I do meditation? Can I do exercise? What other things can I do to learn to socialize? You know, if I'm fearful, maybe I need to join Toastmasters and practice speech making and get comfortable talking to people. Because there are other ways to get the benefits that you get from alcohol. And when you learn other ways to get those benefits, then you're no longer dependent on alcohol and you will be free to quit, or you will be much more capable of controlling it if you're not depending on it.
Right, right. Just listening to your whole program, the HAMS program, I think of somebody who maybe is fearful of admitting that they drink too much. And this kind of a program, it's okay. You know, it's not about like the fact that you have to admit that you are a alcoholic, like AA, for example, where you can come in, you can just say that you want to have a little bit more controlled or safer way to drink alcohol. And to me, you know, that's very attractive.
Yes, it has a great deal of appeal to people who aren't ready or who may never be ready to jump into an abstinence-only program. So that's the beauty of harm reduction programs. They call them low threshold programs. They're easy to enter. There's not this big high threshold that you have to jump over to get involved. They're very easy to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't sound like you have to wait till you hit the wall to join.
No, like absolutely
just,
not.
If you find, for example, that your finances, your budget is going maybe too much, maybe you're spending too much on alcohol and you just want to reduce that price, then you can use your program, your book, read about it, and like you said, you've just given us really good tools or tactics in order to, you know, mentally absorb what is happening with the money.
And that's one suggestion that we also make. This is one of our elements, is about charting and charting your behaviors. And one thing that some people choose to do, but I should talk about charting a little bit. You take a calendar, for example, or you can actually have a more formal chart that you print out, but it's basically a calendar. You can write down on the calendar how many drinks you had that day. If you had zero drinks, then you abstained. And, you know, we teach people how to measure what a standard drink is, one 12-ounce beer or a 5-ounce glass of wine at 12%, or a 1.5-ounce shot of alcohol is a standard American drink. And we teach people about tracking standard American drinks. And the other, another thing you can track on your calendar, and people, many people do, is the amount you're spending on alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And people choose to do this, and then, you know, they'll tally up at the end of the week. How much did I spend this week? How much did I spend the following week? And say, oh, I did better. I spent $20 less this week than I did last week. I'm doing better. I'm saving money. And, you know, you can chart what you choose to chart. Some people want to chart their behaviors. Did they engage in risky behaviors when they were intoxicated, or did they make plans? Were they safer? I mean, did you decide to carry condoms with you before you went out drinking so that you would have safe sex, or instead of not carrying condoms and get intoxicated and have unsafe sex? You know, did you avoid drinking and driving? Did you? Some people want to lock their phone up in the drawer so they don't drink and dial when they're, you know, relaxing at home having some drinks. So there are many ways to be a safer drinker, and some people chart these behaviors also on their calendar or their drinking chart.
I know that when I read about weight reduction programs, people that are on diets, it is or anything to do with goal setting, it's very important to write it down so that you can visually see measure. I guess it'd be more measure the amount of advancement.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because, like, in your head, you can say it, you know, but it just kind of sinks back. It's not a concrete way of handling it. And I don't know what it is about writing it down and actually visually seeing it and saying it. And I don't know. Kenneth, with the support groups is another big thing. Like, you can try to do this by yourself, but it just seems to work so much better when you got somebody else that you can turn to, and you can say, oh yeah, well, I can identify with that, you know, and oh yeah, oh, that works for you. Well, I'll have to try that. Like, it's great to have somebody else to bounce ideas off of.
Absolutely. People also find it very helpful when they make a drinking plan. Many people like to post it to the email group so that everybody can see what your plan is for this week. You know, maybe you plan to have 10 drinks on Saturday and then zero during the whole rest of the week. You don't want to drink the other 6 days. You're going to have one day that you go out and cut loose and have fun. And, you know, and people post that online, and then they will talk about, did they stick to it? Did they have a problem? You know, did they drink on one of their non-drinking days? This is one more of our elements I want to talk about a little bit, and we call it damage control. It's based on something that Alan Marlatt has developed. He called it relapse prevention. But he found that, you know, when people were trying to quit drinking, or even when they were trying to moderate their drinking, or even people trying to lose weight, you know, if they go off their plan, you know, if they have one drink, they suddenly say, oh, I've had one drink, and now I might as well have 100 drinks, or, you know, or I'm such a terrible person that I violated my plan, I feel miserable, I have to get drunk now, you know, to get rid of my feelings of misery and depression because I couldn't stick to my plan. And, you know, same with people who eat. You know, if you're on a diet and then suddenly they have that piece of chocolate cake, and then they say, well, I might as well eat the whole cake now that I had the one piece, and go on a big binge eating episode. And what we tell people is, you know, it is normal, it is very common to go off your plan. You don't have to beat yourself up. Eating the one piece of cake doesn't mean you have to eat the whole cake. Having the one drink doesn't mean you have to go on a bender for a month. You know, you can stop. you know, it's a mistake, but you don't have to beat yourself up. You can just start moving right along with your plan again, and you don't have to feel miserable because you weren't perfect.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think there's a worse enemy than yourself. I know, you know, whenever you're trying to modify or make yourself better, and you set, like you said, you set a plan or a goal, and, you know, it's one thing to admit it to somebody else that you failed, but to yourself, I know for myself, I beat myself up way too much. So it would be good to have the chat line and to be able to read a book that kind of supports that, okay, if I make a slip or something, it's not the end of the world, and I don't have to go, like, to the extreme in order to feel like I've recovered or that I've, you know, to escape from my big mistake. Listeners, tonight on Authors Articulating with Joanne Vandermeulen, we're speaking with Kenneth Anderson, and he's the author of How to Change Your Drinking, A Harm Reduction Guide to Alcohol. Kenneth, with your chat lessons, the sessions that you have online and whatnot, the first thing I think of, too, is that being that it's on a computer, people that would feel much more comfortable perhaps contributing than even to a face-to-face, just the fact that the anonymity is a little stronger, that others can't, you know, like you feel a little more safer or more protective. Can you comment on that?
Yes, lots of people love the anonymity of the online thing and, you know, the fact that, you know, nobody knows who you are. I think it's, online anonymity is very interesting sometimes. One of the volunteers that I had helping me run the online groups, run the email groups, you know, I've been very close friends with this fellow for about a year. And then he posted his photograph, and I said, "Oh, I never knew that you were African American."
Oh.
It's one of those things. You just get to interact with people one-to-one, and all these extraneous things of race and sex and all those other things are just so, you know, unimportant. You didn't even know about them. You're just talking mind-to-mind and heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul. It's something I really like about the online experience.
Right, right. And you're right. You can speak soul-to-soul because the fear factor of, so what if you're wrong? Nobody can see you anyway is kind of there. Kenneth, we have about 2 minutes left. Could you please, again, tell our listeners where they can find your book, first of all, the title of your book, where they can find it, and how can they get involved with these chat lines and maybe interact with you, too?
Yes, the book is called How to Change Your Drinking, A Harm Reduction Guide to Alcohol. Our website is hamsnetwork.org. From the website, you will have links to the book, to our blog talk radio show, Addiction Treatments That Work. You have links to the email group, to the chat room. There's a contact page where it has my phone number, my email address, so you can contact me through that. So just go to hamsnetwork.org.
Awesome. And Kenneth, anything you'd like to leave to the listeners this evening? You have about a minute.
Yeah, I want to tell people to always be sure to praise themselves any time that they make a positive change, no matter what you may be doing, you know, whether it's exercise, your diet, whether it's reading more books, you know, any time you make a positive change, it's very important to praise yourself and to say, you know, that you're a good person for doing something better, because you need to reinforce making positive changes.
Amen to that. Well, Kenneth, thank you very much for being my special guest this evening. I hope
okay,
you have
you
a great
me.
Rest of the night.
Okay.
Well, you're very welcome. I really enjoy my Blog Talk Radio. I look forward to it. I meet people and always learn things that are new. And, you know, it's just like, I learned a lot tonight just listening to you. And now I'm curious about your book. So I'm going to be looking it up on the Internet and, you know, getting a copy for myself. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listeners, please feel free to post our show and embed this widget into your blog or MySpace pages, and I encourage you to spread the word to others who will find this content valuable. Help us share the wealth of knowledge. This completes Authors Articulating with Joanne Vandermeulen. And again, I'd like to thank my special guest, Kenneth Anderson, for contributing in this evening's fabulous show. And, of course, you, the listeners, for tuning in. Authors Articulating with Joanne Vandermeulen will air again next Monday, or not next Monday, but Monday, June 13th at the same time. For those who would care to continue to listen on, by all means, the next show, 3:30 Pacific Time Zone, and it'll be author Raquel Burns. She's written books for more than a decade. She loves to do research and has taken private detective courses, gun classes, and underground tours to get every detail right for her novels. She writes romantic suspense with an edge-of-your-seat-pants-paced stories filled with faith, love, and adventure. So June 13th, author Raquel Burns. Please, folks, listeners, come on back, and I promise you an exciting show. Until next time, remember, you can conquer all obstacles. Good night, everyone.